the news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Donald Trump has joined other world leaders in northern France to mark the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. That's when Allied forces landed on the beaches of Normandy to push Nazi forces from France in the largest amphibious assault ever launched. Joining Trump and the other world leaders were 173 U.S. World War II veterans, including 65 who were there on D-Day. Back here at home, the Trump administration has begun cutting services for unaccompanied migrant children staying at federal shelters across the country. The Office of Refugee Resettlement started discontinuing funding for activities, including English classes, recreational programs like soccer, and even legal aid. The discontinued services were deemed, quote, not directly necessary for the protection of life and safety. This according to Department of Health and Human Services spokesman Mark Weber. The move could violate a federal court settlement and state requirements that mandate education and recreation for minors in federal custody. YouTube announced Wednesday that it will remove thousands of videos and channels advocating bigoted ideologies such as white supremacy and neo-Nazism under a new policy to tackle extremism on the platform. The move comes as YouTube is facing intense scrutiny over its user standards. The policy will ban videos alleging that a group is superior in order to justify discrimination, segregation, or exclusion. In a blog post, the company continued, quote, it's our responsibility to protect that and prevent our platform from being used to incite hatred, harassment, discrimination, and violence. Speaking of real fake news, between 1981 and 1995, Donald Trump planted at least five fake stories in New York tabloids alleging that members of the British royal family were considering moving into his properties. CNN reporting Wednesday that the stories were allegedly spread by the con man himself. Trump even reportedly spread a rumor in 1983 that Prince Charles and Princess Diana were looking at buying an apartment in Trump Tower. All of the reports, however, were shut down by Buckingham Palace. Despite all those denials, Trump still told Howard Stern in 1993 that Princess Diana was once again looking to buy an apartment in Trump Tower. Quote, I hope she's looking at, she's really hot. She's gained 20 to 25 pounds. She looks great. There could be a love interest. I'd become King of England. King of England. I'd have to leave. I'd have to lose the New York accent quickly. Trump actually said those words on Howard Stern's radio show. So Elizabeth Warren held a town hall Tuesday night in Fort Wayne, Indiana, where she was asked about Joe Biden's stance in favor of the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits the use of federal funds for abortions, except in the case of rape, incest, and to protect the life of the mother. Here's her answer.
Is Joe Biden wrong?
Yes.
So why is he wrong?
Here's how I look at this. I've lived in an America where abortions were illegal.
Yeah.
And understand this. Women still got abortions. Now, some got lucky on what happened, and some got really unlucky on what happened. But the bottom line is they were there. And under the Hyde Amendment, under every one of these efforts to try to chip away or to push back or to get rid of Roe versus Wade, understand this. Women of means will still have access to abortions. Who won't will be poor women. Will be working women, will be women who can't afford to take off 3 days from work, will be very young women, will be women who've been raped, will be women who have been molested by someone in their own family. We do not pass laws that take away that freedom from the women who are most vulnerable.
In today's impeachment news segment, Nancy Pelosi told senior Democrats that she'd like to see Donald Trump, quote, in prison, as she clashed with House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler in a meeting on Tuesday night over whether to launch impeachment proceedings. Nadler reportedly pressed Pelosi to allow his committee to launch an impeachment inquiry against Trump. It's the second time he's made such a request in recent weeks, only to be told no by leadership. Pelosi reportedly stood firm, reiterating that she wasn't open to the idea of impeaching Trump at this time. And finally, the FBI released 22 documents from the records vault on Wednesday detailing the agency's research on Bigfoot. The documents show that an analysis was done on a sample of hair believed to be from Bigfoot. Peter Byrne, then director of the Bigfoot Information Center and Exhibition in Oregon, wrote to the FBI requesting that the agency's lab test 15 unidentified hair samples attached to a piece of tissue. The FBI agreed in the interest of research and scientific inquiry, and, well, the results say, quote, "The hairs were compared directly with hairs of known origin under a comparison microscope. It was concluded as a result of these examinations that the hairs are of deer family origin." I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.